of a stateless person, statelessness is assessed during the asylum procedure. The case officers follow specific guidelines and receive continuous training in order to be able to explore and assess statelessness cases. Free legal aid is provided to asylum applicants in appeal procedures before the appeals authority in case that the applicant lodges an appeal against a first instance decision of the asylum service rejecting his or her application for international protection. Appeals committees have been instructed in cases of applicants who claim to be in possession of the nationality of a certain country but fail to prove it to rule that the applicant is stateless. It should be noted that almost all asylum applicants identified as stateless are recognized as refugees. Statelessness is indicated in the residence cards and travel documents they receive. And now I will pass the floor to my colleague from the Ministry of Interior to continue on this subject. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, distinguished members of the committee. I will once again keep on and try to give information to the questions, to the issues raised actually by